In this example, you can see that the discount amount billed to USAC was $194.40, and the amount disbursed was $0. To understand why, let's refer to the reimbursement request decision details table. As you can see, this invoice line has only one decision code listed, which is decision code 287. According to the decision explanation, the commitment amount on this FRN has been fully paid. The modification reason has not been populated because there are no additional details available regarding this decision code. The invoice line was processed, and the disbursed amount was modified to pay $0 because the FRN did not have any remaining funds available. This decision was made only for this invoice line and does not necessarily mean that other lines of the invoice will not be paid, as other lines may be associated with a different FRN. This is why it is important to check the eligibility of each FRN you are invoicing for before submitting your invoice. For more information about FRN invoicing criteria and eligibility, check out the invoicing requirements guide linked in the Resources tab of your course player, or revisit Service Provider Course 1, Submitting and Certifying Invoices in EPIC. There are many reasons why an invoice line may be paid $0. Some of the most common decision explanations for this scenario are: the customer bill date / customer ship date entered on the invoice line is outside of the funding year for the FRN. The service referenced was not approved on the FCC Form 471 based on the documentation provided. The services invoiced were not approved on the FRN for one or more recipients of service. The service provider did not respond to the invoice reviewer's request for information. For a full list of invoice decision codes, see the invoice decision code table linked in the Resources tab of your course player. Now that we understand how to check the status of an invoice and invoice line from the My Forms and Requests tab of the invoicing dashboard, let's explore some other methods for checking your invoice status. Click Next to continue.